A pound in your hand today is not the same as a pound promised tomorrow. Even if both notes look identical, time runs through them differently. Inflation quietly thins the purchasing power of future cash. Risk adds a question mark to any promise not yet delivered. And perhaps most important, every day between now and tomorrow is a day you could have put that pound to work somewhere else. The time value of money is the simple observation that time changes value. Opportunity cost is the discipline of asking, compared to what? Together, they form a lens for almost every financial decision, from choosing a savings account to pricing a company to deciding whether to pursue a degree or start a business. What follows is a short map of that lens. Why time matters, what the road not taken really costs, how discount rates encode risk and preference, and how these ideas meet the friction of real life. The clock inside every pound. At the core of the time value of money is a trade between today and later. If you can invest £1 today at a rate of return, it will grow into more than £1 in the future. If you expect to receive £1 in the future, its worth to you today is less than £1 because you are waiting, bearing risk, and forgoing other uses. The two sides are just reflections of the same idea. When you compound forward, you ask what today's cash could become. When you discount back, you ask what a future cash flow is worth in today's terms. The gap between those two values is not a trick of mathematics. It is the price of time. Several forces widen or narrow that gap. Inflation erodes purchasing power, so you need compensation just to stand still in real terms. Uncertainty adds the possibility that the cash never arrives or arrives later than expected. Preference for sooner over later matters too. Most people value £100 today more than £100 next year because earlier cash gives flexibility and optionality. Markets roll those forces into observable interest rates, but the principle lives outside markets as well. If you could pay a bill early to avoid a late fee or delay a purchase to capture a seasonal discount, you are navigating the time value of money whether or not you write down a formula. The practical consequence is that timing is not a cosmetic detail. Two projects with the same total cash flows can have very different values if one returns cash quickly and the other drips it out slowly. A business that turns inventory every 30 days can reinvest repeatedly within a year. A project that ties up capital for 5 years must beat many alternatives to justify the wait. Time is a productive asset when used well, and a drag when ignored. Opportunity cost, the invisible bill you always pay. Opportunity cost gives content to used well. It is the value of the best foregone alternative, the thing you could have done with the same money, time, or attention. Because alternatives are often invisible, opportunity cost is easy to neglect. Yet it is the real bill you pay when you choose one path over another. If you leave cash idle in a current account earning nothing, the cost is not the bank fee. It is the interest you could have earned elsewhere with acceptable risk. If you spend £2,000 on a device you rarely use, the cost is not only £2,000, it is also the compound growth that money would have produced had you invested it. This idea becomes sharper when we move from pure finance into life choices. Suppose you are deciding between paying down a credit card at 24% APR or investing in a broad market index expected, over the long run, to return, say, 7-8% before taxes. The opportunity cost of not paying down the card is enormous. Every month you delay, you implicitly earn a negative return by leaving the debt in place. Or consider education versus immediate employment. The tuition and missed wages are not merely expenses. They are a benchmark the future uplift in earnings must clear for the choice to make sense. Framed this way, opportunity cost forces clarity about alternatives and thresholds. It doesn't make decisions easy, but it makes them honest. Because opportunity cost is comparative, it also depends on your feasible set, the realistic options open to you given your skills, risk tolerance, liquidity, and time horizon. The best foregone alternative for a cash-rich company differs from that of a student with no emergency fund. Two people can look at the same investment and rationally reach different conclusions because each is giving up something different to make room for it. Good decisions respect those constraints rather than assuming a single universal benchmark. Discount rates, where risk, inflation, and preference meet. When we discount future cash flows to present value, we use a discount rate to compress tomorrow into today. That rate is not a magic number pulled from the air. It is a summary of three ingredients. First is expected inflation, which protects purchasing power. Second is a risk premium, compensation for uncertainty in the timing and magnitude of the cash flows. Third is a preference or liquidity premium, acknowledging that earlier cash provides options and resilience that later cash does not. Getting the discount rate roughly right matters because errors compound over time. A rate set too low flatters distant promises and makes long-dated projects look better than they are. A rate set too high punishes patient, resilient investments and can lead to chronic underinvestment. In corporate finance, this shows up in debates over the weighted average cost of capital and project-specific risk adjustments. In personal finance, it appears in the hurdle rates we carry in our heads. What return must a risky investment clear to justify illiquidity or sleepless nights? There is no single right rate for everyone, but there are wrong ones. Numbers that ignore inflation, hand-wave risk, or pretend that your own circumstances do not matter. A subtlety often missed is that discount rates can be state-dependent. In a crisis, liquidity is scarce and the value of cash now jumps. The appropriate discount rate rises because the alternative uses of cash, staying solvent, meeting obligations, pouncing on rare opportunities, are unusually compelling. In calmer regimes, patience is cheaper, and longer projects with durable cash flows earn their moment. Treating the discount rate as a living summary of the world you inhabit helps keep valuations anchored to reality rather than to fixed templates. From lens to practice, making decisions in time. The time value of money and opportunity cost are not just valuation tools, they are habits of mind. They encourage you to ask, before every meaningful outlay, what you are giving up and for how long. They push you to match vehicles to horizons. Funds you may need in 6 months belong somewhere safe and liquid, while aspirations 5 or 10 years out can tolerate volatility in exchange for growth. They reveal why paying down costly debt is often the best investment. Available because the counterfactual return is immediate, certain, and high. And they illuminate why optionality, keeping doors open, has value that does not always show up in spreadsheets. In business, the lens scales. Working capital tied in slow-moving stock has an opportunity cost measured in missed sales and foregone reinvestment. Pricing decisions embed the time value of money in reverse. Offering a discount for early payment is a way of buying liquidity at a known rate. Project selection becomes a contest of present values rather than total promises. The discipline is not to worship the spreadsheet, but to use it to surface assumptions, tease out timing, and make trade-offs explicit. There is, of course, a human boundary. Not every return is monetary, and not every choice that looks suboptimal on a cash flow model is a mistake. Time with family, creative work that compounds slowly, and education that pays off in dignity as well as income, all resist clean discounting. The lens should clarify, not narrow, your field of view. Still, even here, opportunity cost speaks softly in the background. By naming what we give up, it helps us choose what we value with intention rather than drift. The final practical move is modest. When faced with a decision that involves money across time, write down the alternatives you truly have, the timing of the cash flows, and a sensible rate that reflects inflation, risk, and your need for flexibility. Compare like with like in present value terms, note the non-financial benefits and costs, and then decide. The maths will not decide for you, but it will make the decision legible. Time always has a price. The art of finance is to see it, count it, and then spend it on purpose.